So obviously this Mass is a little different than the other Masses because it's Palm Sunday and we started outside with kind of everyone welcoming Jesus, waving the palms, singing Hosanna in the highest. And then we quickly move into the passion of Jesus to see him sentenced, suffer, and die on the cross. And what I noticed was you guys are pretty good with the crowd, you know, especially like the crucify him. And it's like, crucify him. I was like, ah, no. But the thing is, even though there's so much drama, so much passion, one thing that I've noticed, especially when I read the gospel this year, is just how calm Jesus is throughout the whole thing. Because, I mean, if that was me entering the city, and like people are like praising you, like wouldn't you feel good? Right? Even though you're on a donkey, you know? I'd stop by and sign autographs, right? Or if I was unjustly condemned, you know what I would do? I would call my mom. We'd get our family lawyer. I'd probably get Johnny Cochran, okay? Because I'm innocent, right? I mean, why do I have to go through this, right? But yet, Jesus, throughout the whole thing, throughout the whole ordeal, he's so calm. And how is he able to do this? It's like the calm before the storm. Before Jesus is arrested, what is it that he did? He went away to pray. And as he was kneeling, praying to take the cup away from him, he has so much agony. You know, he's in so much agony that his sweat became drops of blood. And then an angel appeared to him. And when he rose in prayer, he was set. He was determined to face his passion, whatever the situation was, right? It didn't matter that his disciples were sleeping. It didn't matter that he was unjustly condemned. It didn't matter he had to carry the cross, be nailed, suffer, and die. He was set because he spent that time in silence and in prayer. And this goes to show just how powerful prayer can be, especially praying in silence. The reading that we just heard is a preview, kind of like when you go see a movie, there's previews, right? This is the preview of Holy Week, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, and the resurrection that's to come. But throughout this Holy Week, what I want us to do is keep Holy Week holy. And in order for us to do that, very similar to Jesus, I ask us to take some time and to pray and in silence. Because if you've been to some other different countries or small towns, you know, like in Mexico or in Europe, like the small, ranchos, do you know what happens during Holy Week? Nothing happens during Holy Week. Like, what happens to all the stores? They close down. Why do they close down? Why wouldn't they want to make money and do business? They close down because they know it's Holy Week. It's time to reflect, and it's time to be in silence. It's time to be in prayer. And that's what I want us to do. Keep Holy Week holy. C.S. Lewis, in his Screwtape Letters, I talked about this, you know, a couple months ago. There's a conversation between a veteran senior devil and then like an upcoming junior devil. And the junior devil is trying to get some tips. Because what does the devil want you to do? The devil wants to tempt you. The devil wants you to forget about Holy Week. And the junior devil says, well, teach me the way. Show me the ropes. And the senior devil goes, okay, just stick with the plan. Stick with a game plan. Well, what is a game plan? The game plan is to fill the minds of people with so much noise that they will no longer be able to hear the voice of God. And isn't that what happens for many of us during Holy Week? We know it's Holy Week. I know you're here. You get your palms. What about Holy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday? Right? This is normal. What's the difference between this week and next week? Right? We fill up our minds and our senses with so many things. You know, whether it's not just technology, but your calendar. Right? And that's what the devil wants. The devil wants to just make Holy Week a normal week. And when you do that, we lose sight and we can no longer hear the voice of God. In the book that Rediscover Jesus book, have you been reading it? Not for much longer, okay? Because we're at the end. But Matthew Kelly, in Meditation 40, that's like the last meditation, it's entitled Hour of Power. And he says, you can learn more in an hour of silence than in 1 year of reading books. Huh. And I was scratching my head. Why is that number 40? Why can't that be number one? If that was number one, you know, then you can learn more in an hour of silence than in 1 year of reading books. I believe that's very true. In silence, we are in direct communication with God. And that's what ultimately gives us the strength to do the Father's will. And that's why your homework this week, Palm Sunday, which marks the beginning of the holiest week of all as Christians, right? Especially Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, Easter Sunday. How do you prepare for this? Right? Like, I was thinking, how do you prepare to go watch a sporting event? Right? If you want to go watch the Super Bowl, how do you prepare for that? The Super Bowl starts at 1 p.m. What time do you show up? Don't tell me you show up at 1 p.m. Right? Any Warriors game, Sharks game, football game, basketball game, if the game time is 1 p.m., what time you show up? 10 a.m.? 11 a.m.? And what do you do before? Well, it kind of depends, okay? But there's what you call tailgating, right? There's what you call preparation. There's a game and there's a game before the game. And you hang out, have a good time, have a hot dog, hamburger, talk it up, right? Well, what is your tailgating plan for the holiest week of all as Christians, right? And my suggestion to you is, in order to keep Holy Week holy, is to spend some time in prayer and spend some time in silence. Take a look at your calendar of events. See what you got going on starting tonight until Sunday. And you think about, okay, I understand. Those who still have school, you have to go to school. Oh, I'm going to make Holy Week holy by not going to school. No, you got to do what you got to do, okay? And those who have to work, I know you got to pay the bills. You got to go to work, I understand. But you can hold off on that manicure. You can hold off on that pedicure. You got an appointment to get your haircut, you still look pretty next week, okay? You can get a haircut next week. You got a doctor's appointment. Unless you're dying, you can wait till go next week. You got some sporting events. You got some socials, dinners, you know. You can wait until next week. And what I ask you to do is take a look at your calendar of events. Clear it off. Clear it off, okay? Unless it's like something you have to do. Clear it off. Spend some time with the Lord in silence. And keep Holy Week holy by coming up with your tailgating plans for the holiest week of all as Christians.